When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
What? We are back with our nationwide, critically acclaimed Maximize Your Life tour.
Yes, I'm.
You excited?
I am.
I'm excited, too.
I am.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's the press release ready. In my trademark, no-nonsense style, Michaels uses the live, in-person, interactive show to connect directly with her fans.
This is true. Yeah, you are. Yeah.
This powerful and personal event aims to help you define your goals, harness your potential, and live the life you want. Also true. Mm-hmm. And I do that.
Yes, you do.
I deliver.
Yes, you do.
I don't speak in platitudes. I am the how-to of transformation inside and out.
So?
Well, come.
Come, exactly.
Come.
We are coming to a town near you.
Yes, we are. Nationwide. Cities across the country. So to get tickets, information, checkout dates, and cities, just go to www.JillianMichaelsLive.com. Oh, jeez.
We get to see a picture of your bum.
I'm going to take a picture of Heidi's butt and post it.
No, you have to show up. Now, what we're doing is we have to put a close to Project Awesome. But I will let you say how honest we're going to be.
Well, here's why we're being honest. Because it's actually January 31st. Yeah, so we're 18 days away from my birthday. But I'm actually in India, as you may be listening to this.
You're in India, and we're teleporting to you.
Yes!
But because Jillian is going to be in India on her birthday, and we have set up Project Awesome months ago, we need to put a closure to Project Awesome. But first of all, we need to go.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, no.
Happy birthday to you.
Is this what you were whispering about in
Happy
the corner?
Happy birthday, dear Jillian.
Kill me.
Happy birthday to you.
You're 40!
No.
Now, Jillian, here's your present.
Oh, here's a present? I'll take a present.
A present for your
birthday. That wrapping paper is amazing.
Yeah.
It's...
Yeah, look it.
Oh, a top... Oh,
This wrapping paper is like really bright purple and orange flowers. Mm-hmm. And it's a phone.
Yeah.
Phone receiver handset.
You plug it into your phone and it's like a real handset.
Why?
Isn't it the coolest thing? So it looks like you're talking on a phone.
What?
It's a telephone for your phone.
You plug it in, like, instead of...
Did you hear what you just said? It's a telephone for your phone.
That is what I said.
No, but it looks like a hand, like the old-style handset.
I want to be really clear that Janice has just given me, literally, like a 1970s phone handle.
For your iPhone. You plug it in. Isn't that cool? So when you talk, you can talk.
So you can talk like it's 19, like it was the year I was born. That's so we can flash back to 1974.
Isn't that the coolest thing? So you can go, hello, Jillian here.
That's why?
Great. For fun.
There's got to be a reason someone came up with this, though. It doesn't say.
And the card is really, honestly, you'll weep. It's so sentimental.
All right. Well, let's see. All right. Do you mind if I re-gift this to Autumn?
Don't re-gift it. It's okay. For your trip. Oh, but you're already in India. Sorry. But that's right.
You're later already... when you're not around. Oh, but you wouldn't want this, would you? No. We love this.
This is... I thought you'd...
You know who's going to love this? Lou.
Okay. Well, I thought you'd think it was cool.
No, I love it. It's great.
It's all right. It was just supposed to be for fun.
Yeah, it's a phone for your phone. What do you give the woman that has it all? You give her phone a gift.
A phone for a phone.
Yeah. Let's see. I got a card. It's got a monkey.
Yeah.
Dressed as a fortune teller with a card on his head.
Yeah.
I see a great year in your future, or bananas. It's unclear.
That's hilarious.
Happy 40th, my dear friend. I love you to bits. As always, McManus. Yes. Okay, that's cute.
Yeah.
Is she trying to say that I'm a monkey? Or
no, it's funny. God, why am I the only one finding humor in this day?
I think that card was great.
Oh, thank
no, you didn't.
I see a great future, or bananas. That's funny.
Yeah.
You're not laughing.
He's laughing inside. I feel
I'm smiling.
It. Okay, open Jake's present now.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that was lovely. Thank you, man. You know, the problem is this is, you know what this is? This is you don't pay me enough, so I got you a strange little...
This is what I can afford.
Phone
to
handle, yeah. You know what? It's a secret passive-aggressive revolt.
No.
Probably because I didn't also do that segment on being passive-aggressive, which now I'm going to. Okay. That's fine. Hang on. Where's the trash dispensary for my rubbish. Although that... Thank you, Manny!
Yeah,
all right, Jake. If yours is anything as awful as the Christmas present you got Autumn. let's see. It feels like alcohol, which makes me happy. Hang on a second. It is alcohol! You could, poor Janice, you could get me that.
No.
That's okay. See, now this is a present. The Pliny Elder.
Pliny the Elder.
Pliny the Elder. And it's a beer. And here's the thing. I told Jake recently that this is so sad, which is probably why my ass picture might not look as good as it should. I've developed a taste for beer for the first time in like 40 years.
Oh, beer.
I know. I've started to like beer. And I've fashioned myself quite the connoisseur, so I've gotten into IPAs. And Jake told me about a couple that I need to try. Thank you, Jake. Tell me about that.
That's the best IPA. Pliny the Elder. It's a double IPA.
Pliny the Elder.
And you have to drink it. You're not supposed to save it. You drink it fresh. Both of these, actually. You drink as soon as you can. It's even got a bottled on.
Pound it right now.
Pound it right now. It's warm, or I would pound it right now.
Yeah, cool it down and drink it tonight.
How are we
going to
explain the following segments, though? Thank you, guys.
No problem.
This is great. Yours is so, Janice, but this is... No,
yeah, no, I know. I realize that. But it was your birthday because now we must put a close.
Oh.
Well, I mean, people can continue Project Awesome, okay. But we need to do a check-in because all the people who joined us in our Project Awesome,
yeah,
it is your birthday was the culmination.
So I have a couple of in a desperate attempt to create some sort of takeaway so you don't feel like you've just wasted 5 minutes of your life. All right, let's look at two different things. One, Project Awesome. Definitely made progress. Not perfectly awesome yet. But I am giving myself all of 40 to get there. And it is because I am drinking these frickin' IPAs that I haven't got there as fast as I probably should have. But there's definitely been progress. And I will say that for whatever it's worth, I'm in shape. Like, actual...
You totally are.
I'm fit at the moment. Not like... Not so much even... Oh, she looks fit. I've always been great at really looking fit. I'm actually fit at the moment, which is exciting. Maybe I'll take up. I don't know where I'll be on this on this exact day. I think I'm in Udaipur. Where am I? Where the heck? On the 18th. I've got an itinerary on here somewhere.
Oh, and you'll take a picture of your rear end.
Right, at the Taj Mahal and then get arrested. So
no, we don't want bear.
Where am I?
Jillian, we don't want bear. Put it in. No. If you got a nice sarong.
Sure?
And pull it tight around your butt, and we'd be happy with that. We don't want to get into any kind of pornographic stuff.
Oh.
Of the bare bottom.
Let's see. February 18th. I'm in Jaipur.
Jaipur?
Jaipur. Yeah. Yeah, that's where I am.
That's where you are right now.
I'll be exploring the city palace built within the fortified area of the original city, boasting one of India's finest monumental entrances.
Wow.
Blah, blah, blah. Then I'll be in the Hawamabai, Palace of the Winds.
Oh, move. Yeah. Right. It's the Heart Hotel.
Yes. Oh, how perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah. That's where I'll be in Jaipur.
Well, very right. good. So that's where you are.
I'll take a picture of my butt in the Palace of the Winds.
All right.
Post
so,
it.
Yes. Yeah, so as you are listening,
yeah.
you will. It is posted as of
right.
now.
I would say, though, it's like you never give up on anything. You stick mm-hmm. with it. Everything's a work in progress. And it was kind of funny. I did Wendy Williams a couple months ago, which is now a couple months. It was like a few weeks ago. But now I guess at this point, when you're hearing it, it'll be a month and a half ago or so. And she's turning 50. Mm-hmm. Oprah just turned 60. And I'm turning 40. And Wendy was like, oh, why are you struggling with it? And I was like, God, you know, it's 40. You're middle-aged. Like, I didn't ever even think I could be middle-aged. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I never thought,
like, that's just such an interesting concept. And so I'm just trying to wrap my head around that, which is, like, I'm halfway through my life. That's wild. And I love life, so that's kind of scary. And I feel like it's kind of interesting, but the older I get, the faster it goes. Like, I don't even know what happened in January. I just want to be able to throw the brakes on for a second because I feel like I'm on a speeding train. And it's going by so fast, and I'm like, you know, all of a sudden for the first time in my life, I actually looked at one of my kids, Lou for that matter, and was like, what happened to my baby? Like, you know, she's talking back to me in full sentences, you know, obviously not in diapers. Like, I remember when you remember when she was a little tiny baby. I'm like, well, not a little tiny baby, but she was 2 years old. She was little at that time. Now she's enormous for four, or almost four. But it's just like, and you know, and Wendy was like, I'm really at peace. And I was like, you're at peace. And she's like, I have everything I want. Now, we've kind of talked about this before, the concept of being at peace. And I think part of it is that I don't yet have everything I want. I do with my family. I'm so lucky. And that I want to slow down. But professionally, we're just not there yet. We're just not there yet. And I think that I'm trying to be at peace with where things are now. But it's tough because I know where I'm trying to get to. And I remembered because Oprah was turning 60 and I got to read this thing because I was looking for a quote of hers, right? And I got to read this stuff and it was like, Oprah's worn many hats. Oprah the interviewer, Oprah the this, Oprah the that. And I felt such envy because I'm so sick. Oh, aren't you that fitness girl? And I'm like, really? I'm Jillian Michaels, the mom. Jillian Michaels, the businesswoman.
Oh, I see what you're
I'm
saying.
Jillian Michaels, the partner. I'm Jillian Michaels, the daughter. And not only am I all those different things, but our listeners are all those different things. Mm-hmm. They wear all those different hats. They're a neighbor, a coworker, a daughter, a wife, a mother. And I want to be able to have conversations. about all those different facets of our reality. And so to constantly hear, like, aren't you the exercise lady? Like, I can't even get the shots for the trip to India. And the little nurse looked at me and she was like, aren't you? And she was being sweet, of course, but I wanted to put a bullet in my head. I was like, yeah, that's me. You know, and I was like, is that all you see? Is that really all you see? Because if it is, I must be failing somewhere. And I think that's really, as I...
Oh, that's... Well, I wish you wouldn't see it that way, but I understand, but...
It's just, I feel like I cannot get out of high school. I feel like I am in Groundhog Day, and it's like, you know, Biggest Loser is high school. And it's essential, but I'm just like, oh my God. You know, and even when I do... You know, amazing work on Loser, they just cut it out because they don't want you know,
right.
It's like, so I don't know.
But you have to realize that that's the way we have been introduced to Jillian Michaels, is through fitness. And then when we get to know you,
there's got
to
be an evolution somewhere.
But
fitness isn't even about fitness.
Yeah, but if it wasn't for the podcast, this has given you a platform to share who all your other hats.
Which is why I love it so much. Is for that reason, is that we can come and just have fun and let loose and be silly.
But you want...
And talk about other things. But I would like, you know, again, you brought me in a couple of segments and I was like, this just doesn't work on radio. But God, this would be... It does, but not well. And I was like, this would be so much better in a video visual because it would be funny. It needs to be visual. That's where the takeaway really is. It would be entertaining. And I don't know, Mama. Plus, it's tough to get the people you want to come to a podcast. So it's tough to get that author, that doctor, that expert to come to a podcast. It's so much easier to do that stuff when you say, I've got a show, we can deliver you a million eyeballs. Because there's still, like, podcast? I don't know. It's harder. And so I think it's just, it's like, as I'm turning 40, I'm trying to find this place where it's like, I'm so grateful for everything I have, which I am. And I, you know, I want to really stop and take a minute and like smell the roses. I've always wanted to go to India, always. And I'm going with my, you know, some great friends. And I want to sort of shift my perspective to find a place where if we never got there, could I be at peace anyway? If I could just find a way. And yet I feel like there are so many conversations that we've yet to have with our audience, truly, and so many bits of information that we need to share with the audience, like that we will learn in conjunction with the audience from other experts out there. And I feel like I do feel unfulfilled. There's a whole dream that is unrealized. And again, it's like I laugh because I always see all these different things about, like, you know, are you the next Jillian Michaels? And I just think, what does that even mean to you? Does that mean are you the next person on a fitness DVD? Because that's not what I am about. So, you know, for me, fitness, it's like saying to an architect, right? God, you must love your pencil. And it's like, my pencil? Or you must love to draw. And it's like, no, I like to build homes or buildings or incredible, you know, structures. Like, for me, I like to help people build their life, a better life. And I look at fitness as a tool and health as a platform. But it's not about fitness. I don't care about fitness. I care about it in so much that it helps me facilitate empowering another individual. It buys them years of quantity and quality. But I don't care. I don't go to the gym and go, ooh, I love this. Feel the burn. Wow. Oh, my God. It's just not me. I go to the gym, and as we all know, I'm like, oh, God, this is torture. I can't wait till it's over. And then I'm super happy on Friday when I can slip into those jeans. Or I feel really great when I can toss my kids around on the bed or ski down a mountain or do whatever. I love how it affects my life, and that's the gift that I want to help give people, or how it empowers me when I realize I'm stronger than I thought I was.
Right.
But to not, for somebody to go, oh, you're that fitness girl, I'm just want to, it's like, ugh, it's just so frustrating for me. But it's kind of like, it's the same thing that we tell our audience, like, you don't quit. You don't give up. If you have a dream, it's uncrushable. You stay the course. You do what you love, no matter what medium it's in. And it's like, so we'll do the podcast. And one day, hopefully, we'll be able to turn it into something bigger and where we can get even better information across and reach more people. And that's the thing. So there's a peace going into 40 and a restlessness. I'm fine being 40. I don't care about being a 40-year-old woman, but I do care. Like, Wendy's at peace. She loves her career. She loves her family. I love my family. I don't feel like I've gotten where I need to go yet. And I've watched other peers be able to jump from becoming a housewife, for goodness sake, to, oh, I'm a housewife. Wait, I'm a wellness expert. Wait, I'm a talk show host. And I'm still on The Biggest Loser. And it's like, it's frustrating. That's all, I think. And I guess, you know, I want to be able to preach, like, a peacefulness about it because I feel like that's what I should be telling the audience. And yet, the reality is, I'm not there yet. And so, therefore, I'm a happy individual and I love my life and I'm grateful, but I'm not fully contented and I won't stop trying. And that's what the tour is, too. That's sure. why we do the tour. That's why we do the podcast. And I think I've said this before, but I think it was Gloria Steinem. I heard her say, it doesn't matter, like, your success level. If there's something that you love to do, just do it. So if those are the conversations you want to have them. If it's the direct connection that you're seeking, then have it. Whether it's a talk show in front of several million people or, quite honestly, a live show in front of 2,000, which makes me just as happy. So I think that's really the lesson is, as long as you stay in that passion and you're doing what you love, it's gonna get there.
Yeah.
And that's the hope. So anyway, thanks for that useless phone handle.
You're very well. You know, you might, that might come in very handy today while you're in India.
Right.
While you're in India today, it might come in handy. You might need it. It's a hand. It's not even hands free. It's,
no, it's not.
It's the
opposite. Doesn't have a camera for me to. That's the opposite of hands free.
Oh, never mind. Well, happy birthday today, Jillian. And,
well, thanks, Manus.
We are with you in spirit on this adventure in India, and we hope you find what you're looking for. You know, maybe a little something. You
perspective.
Maybe a little perspective.
Right.
All right. Okay. We'll be right back.
Industry is booming. Huh? Did you know that?
I did.
Tis, Janice. Tis. And there's a huge demand for certified personal trainers. And you can earn a ton of money doing something that you love. NASM is one of the best certifying organizations out there. The National Academy of Sports Medicine is going to help you help others reach their fitness goals. This is so simple, guys. All you got to do to check it out is go to usatrainer.com. That's usatrainer.com. And they're going to give you a free 14-day sneak peek to their fast and fun online program. And on top of it all, this is the hard sell. These guys are going to guarantee that you will land a job within 60 days of your certification or they'll give you your money back. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, what do you have to lose? If it's something you've been thinking about, take that step. Give it a try. It's the greatest job. I personally love it. If you're listening to the podcast, you obviously must be passionate about the topics of health and wellness. It's so simple. 14-day free trial. If you don't get a job, you get your money back. Go to usatrainer.com now to get your NASM certification today. The world is a-changing, Janice.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, these youngsters today don't pay for cable at all. Did you know that?
I'm learning that.
I know. I've been talking about it a lot lately.
Yes, you have.
Well, I thought it would be a good entrance into our spot with our new advertiser.
Cool.
And I really want to suck up here in the event that maybe one day I will get a show on Hulu. So
Hulu.
I really don't want to mess this up. So it's Hulu.com. All right. Now, here's the new thing. It's called Hulu Plus, which is so much more than just Hulu, because you get access to a collection of ad-free movies and kids' content. Hulu Plus lets you watch thousands of hit TV shows and movies in the living room, on the go, with your smartphone, with your tablet, anywhere, anytime. This is the wave of the future. This is how everybody is consuming their content, as we know. And they've got all your favorites. SNL, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Shark Tank, Scandal, you name it. And they're starting to create their own shows. They've got one called The Wrong Man's, or Behind the Mask, which is a new docuseries that takes you inside the world of sports mascots.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I'm obsessed
that's
with the show.
Fantastic.
I know. I know. It's $7.99 a month. To tell you how much my cable bill is, by the way, it's like upwards of $100. $7.99 a month, and wow, you get all of it on Hulu Plus with no commercials. So you can catch up on current shows, binge on old favorites, catch a great movie, stream as many TV shows and movies as you want, wherever you want, whenever you want. And right now, for our listeners, you can try Hulu Plus for free for 2 weeks when you go to HuluPlus.com/Jillian. That's a special offer for our listeners only. So I want you to make sure you use HuluPlus.com/Jillian so you get the extended free trial. And, of course, they know we send you because then I look good in their eyes. And as I said, I might want to show there one day. That's HuluPlus.com/Jillian right now for your extended 2 week free trial. So we have the whole posse in the studio right now. So, Lou, today we're going to be doing a Love Doctor segment. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what we're going to be talking about today is how to provide constructive criticism with our spouse or our significant other. Sort of like how Katy Perry might talk to John Mayer, right?
Yes.
Yes. And sometimes there are changes we'd like to see in a relationship, yeah?
Yes.
You know, things we might want from somebody we love, but the way we ask or the way we critique them as our spouse has to be done in a very loving way.
Or a treetop.
Or a treetop?
No, or be nice to them.
Right, you've got to be nice to them. You've got to be nice.
You can't be mean to them.
No, you cannot.
Yeah, because that's not nice.
No, it's not. And how do you feel when people are mean to you?
No, I'm sad.
You're sad, yeah. And you're probably not able to hear the things that they're asking you, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're getting over a cold, huh, bud? Yeah. So here's what we should do. Before we provide some criticism, we should make sure that we're providing more compliments. It's important that we create an environment where people feel loved and respected so they're able to hear it in a very constructive way as a critique, as opposed to beating them down or an attack.
Right, because you shut it off.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm like talking like a three-year-old now. But that is the truth. So this segment is about talking to your spouse about things you want changed. And if you're constantly nagging them and harping on them, they're not going to hear you. They're going to shut down. You're going to damage their self-esteem and do damage to the relationship, and nothing productive is going to occur. Yeah. We might need a little more cough medicine. Mm-hmm. So, but did you see the covering the mouth?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good, bud. Good going. So that's the first thing, is first creating an environment where we're sure that we're complimenting more than we're critiquing. Right, Lou?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the next thing is to strike while the iron is cold. Do you know what that
means? Yes, because it's winter.
Exactly. So now might be a good time. And what that means is that you never want to attack in the middle of a heated argument, because you might lose control. You might say
something. Or get lost.
Exactly. You might get lost in the conversation.
Or you can run over cars.
You can run over cars?
Yeah, and we can never be anymore.
And then you're not going to be you anymore? That would be terrible.
Yeah.
But that's important, though, to follow the both the advice there.
Lou, so when we say strike while the iron is cold, Woo!
Oh, man, that's...
Yeah. Sweetie, that hand covering is really good. Maybe cough away from the microphone, too. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Good thumbs up. So, Lou, when we say strike while the iron is cold, what we mean by that is that, you know, when you're particularly... You know how you get upset with baby Phoenix? Right? And you'll be like, Phoenix, stop it! Phoenix, no! And you're mad.
Yeah.
But he doesn't really listen, right? No. But you know how sometimes when you're able to calm down...
I listen.
You do listen. You've been doing very good. But you know how sometimes when we calm down and a little time has passed and then you'll ask the baby for your toy back or you'll ask him to help you with something, he listens, right?
Yeah, I help him. He helps me.
That's right. But it's how we approach the situation. Good way to cough away from the mic. So, strike while the iron's cold. Never go after somebody or decide to critique them in the middle of an argument.
Yes, we have to listen.
We've got to listen. We've got to listen to what they say. That's important, right? We got to hear what they need and where they're coming from.
But yes.
Give a beat on things. Pause. Let the situation cool down, because calmer heads will always prevail, right?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So slow down. Wait until the situation isn't heated. And then when you can reapproach calmly with a softer voice, no screaming and yelling, you have a...
Let me quiet.
Exactly.
It's like they're sleeping.
Because imagine that the baby is sleeping.
That's an excellent kind of visual.
But we still can't be loud when he's awake.
Well, we shouldn't scream.
Yeah.
We shouldn't scream, right? Unless we're outside playing, then we're allowed to scream.
Yeah, it's outside loud.
As long as you don't make it look like you're being beaten. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And here's another one that's really important.
Yeah.
You can't just blanket somebody with an attack. Woof. We want to give a specific request that somebody can respond to and come at it from a place of feeling.
Yeah.
So, for example...
We have to be nice.
Yes, and we have to
really
say...
Really nice.
Very nice, right? Otherwise, they're going to be defensive and they're not going to hear us. So we need to say... Can you please call me when you're going to be more than 15 minutes late?
Yeah, help me, please.
Exactly. Help me, please.
Help me, please.
Help
good.
Me, please is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then tell them exactly how you want to be helped.
I asked baby to help me, please, today.
Did he help?
Aww,
he did. What did he help you with?
Was help opening a crayon.
Opening a crayon. And that's important. And you were specific, right? So you've got to give specific help and come at it from a place of being specific, telling the person what you want, and make it an I statement, not a you statement. So, for example, can you please call me when you're going to be more than 15 minutes
late? It's all going to work.
Right? Because I worry, right? I'm worrying. Instead of saying something like, I can't rely on you.
No, that's not very nice.
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
Never.
No. And you know what else? We don't need to beat a dead horse, right, Lou?
No, we can't be.
No. We can't beat a dead horse. Woof. We can't beat a dead horse. We got to keep it short and sweet.
Yes, and nice.
Yes, you don't need. You know, keep it to 3 sentences.
And pretty.
Yes. Dress it up.
And smart.
And smart, exactly. And maybe funny. What if we made it funny? That'd be good,
that
right?
That would be silly, too.
That would be silly, too. Exactly. See, look at Janice. She's funny. So what we should do, we should keep it short, and we shouldn't exaggerate things. Like, keep it to 3 sentences. Because if you say something a million times over and over and over, you know, it starts to really hurt somebody. It starts to break them down. They've heard it already.
Yeah.
It shuts them down.
Or we can hurt their feelings.
Yes. Once
that's
they've heard you, they've heard you, right?
Yes, that's not very nice.
No. And now, is there anything else you'd like to say on the nature of relationships?
Yes, we had to be really nice.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Should we go to break?
Yes.
How do you want to take us to break? Would you like to sing us a song?
A song would be good.
A song would be good.
Song.
Should we do... How about we do...
No, Twinkle, Twinkle.
Not Katy Perry.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Okay, take us out with Twinkle, Twinkle.
I got started.
Okay, I'm ready.
Twinkle, sing with me.
Yes, Mama, do it with her.
Sweetheart, I think the people's ears might bleed.
Little star, how I wonder where you are.
Oh, is it what you are?
Up above the world so high, like a diamond.
Paul's turning his volume down in his headphones.
In the sky, twinkle, little star.
Hold that mic. Hold it.
What you are.
Yay!
Felix said goodbye.
Okay.
Goodbye, everyone.
Yeah, I think we should say goodbye now.
Why?
Why?
Yes.
Well, it's possible that if we keep talking, then they get really, really sick of us. Yay. Yeah, we don't want them to get really sick of us. We should say goodbye.
No goodbye.
No goodbye?
No.
So then we'll say, how about instead of saying goodbye, we'll say we'll see you next time. Can you do that? Say
see you next time.
Good. All right, Phoenix. Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good boy.
Oh,
my God. Bye-bye. Oh, yeah. Enough to tell us exactly what he wants. All right, well, you heard it from the horse's mouth. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Loop, how about peace out?
Peace out.
Dude. Yeah.
Wow. Bye, Loop.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.
I'm coming now.
Not right now. In a little bit.
I'll be home in a little bit, Bert. Okay. For some, it's the first day they open the doors to their business. Others, when they get that first customer. Or when they're making enough money to finally quit their day job. These are the moments. These moments when the new business owner gets to say, I did it. It's National Start Your Business Month. This is your moment to shine, and the people at LegalZoom are ready to help. Start your LLC, incorporate, file your DBA. LegalZoom received an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, so you know that they're going to get the job done right. Over the past 14 years, they've helped over 1 million business owners successfully get started. This is me, I'm inserting this, so why not you? Because that's my line. That's my line.
Oh, okay.
Why not you? Okay? Oh. Oh, it's not done, though. No,
we have to do
the legalese. Here's the offer. This month is special because with your purchase, LegalZoom is going to give you a 3-month trial to the all-new QuickBooks program, which is a better way to run your whole business, and it's $119. They're giving it to you for free, people. Free, all caps here on the page. Now, you've got to be sure you enter my name in the referral box at checkout, J-I-L-L-I-A-N. That's Jillian. Make today your new business moment, and LegalZoom.com. They're ready to make it happen. Are you? LegalZoom provides self-help services, and they can connect you with the right attorney, but they're not a law firm. LegalZoom, turning business dreams to reality. All right. Okay, we're back. And all the way from West Virginia, Jessica would like to have a word with you.
Oh, we're busy talking about my schedule.
You were going
and to... I have a call. Look at this. Someone wants to talk to me, Janice.
Jessica, what I deal with, you have no idea.
I'm like, oh, are we?
Jillian is like a butterfly. It's just like, if I could catch her, I would. It's just all of a sudden she starts flapping around the room somewhere else. It's just like, oh, look at there she goes.
The problem is, like, it's crazy. It's like I got Heidi, like, can you take Phoenix to the horses on Sunday? And I'm like, I know I told my lawyer I would do something on Sunday. And then there's, like, an email comes in about something, and then I didn't know that I had my caller on the line.
Yes. So Jessica would like ask a question for you.
Well, hello, Jessica.
Hi. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Aw, thank you, buddy. Likewise.
So my question is basically, like, I've lost 45 pounds and I work out every day, but sometimes when I miss a workout, I get really worked up and down on myself, and I'm having trouble, like, letting go, and I want to enjoy life and let things go out of my control, and I can't seem to do that.
Okay, well, there are always elements that are in your control. Number one, from a literal perspective, on those days that you can't get to the gym, you can control what you eat. But
right.
From a figurative?
That sounds like a good word.
Thank you. From that perspective, you can control your attitude about it, right? So, mm-hmm. So in essence, you are in control, even though you can't control every aspect of the situation. And there are days, sweetie, when we can't work out. Like, yesterday was a perfect example, and I was like, I want to go. And it was like, it was just moving mountains. It's like, all this crap had to happen, and I was like, you know what? The world is not going to end today. It's not. It's not going to end. And I'll just be better about this and better about that, and I won't eat this and I won't eat that, and there you have it. But I think the more important thing to look at is, why are you feeling like the world's going to end if you can't get to the gym?
Right. I'm not sure why. It just seems like this fog comes over me and I just get, like, really down on myself, and I'll sometimes get worked up. I think almost like I'm failing for that day or something. Even though I'll eat, like, perfectly fine, I just can't let it go.
You're failing for that day? Elaborate.
I guess I just want to see results, and I'm so close to my goal that it's at the point where it's, like, happening slowly. It's getting a little frustrating.
You want to see results? How much weight have you lost again?
Yeah, well, I'm so close to my goal, and it's just taking longer than I thought. Because I'm getting lower, and it's just so slow.
We were just fighting about this a short while ago on a different segment for a different show about focusing on progress, not perfection. And
right.
Janice was like, I think everybody knows, and we had a huge fight. And I used an example just like you. Somebody who's lost 42, I think you said, pounds. And he was like, but my goal, and I didn't get to the gym. And it's like, you're missing it. You're missing the whole thing. Like, you're missing your whole life right now, sweetie. And what I mean is that you're living so far into tomorrow that you're missing everything that's happening right now.
Yeah.
And the reality is that you have seen progress. You've got 42 pounds of progress. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you have a tremendous transformation with regard to your physical capability and your level of fitness. So mm-hmm. there is progress. You have seen that, and it's not good enough. So it's something else that you're after. It's not progress. Don't tell me you want to see progress. You've got it right there in front of you, and you're still not happy. It's perfection that you're after.
Yeah.
Why? Why does it have to be perfect?
I guess it doesn't have to be perfect.
But you feel that it does, or you
yeah.
feel like a failure. So the question then is why? Why do you feel like it has to be perfect for it to be good or satisfying?
I don't know why. I guess I just have to let go of trying to be perfect and just kind of...
But you're not really going to be able to do that until you understand why perfect is so important to you. And if it is like, oh my God, the things I can't control make me feel helpless. Or if it's, there's no validation until I reach, it was never good enough for my parents. Or, you know, we all have our reasons. And it would be good for you to try to understand why where you're at and what you've done isn't enough. Because it's a recipe for misery, because you can't be perfect. You're not going to be able to get to the gym every day, and you're not going to be able to have a perfect workout every time, and you're not going to be able to always get the job or always win the race or always get the whatever it might be. Do you struggle with this at all in any other aspect of your life? Like, if it's not, if you didn't get the promotion or if you didn't get the deal or...
Yeah, I do at work. If I didn't get, I got passed up for a promotion. And I kind of felt a little down, but I got over it eventually. I think it is just scared to fail and scared to go backwards.
Okay. And what happens if you fail?
I think I'll be a disappointment to my mom.
Okay. Okay. So there's your answer. So here's the thing. Let me be really clear with you. You can't just say, you're right, I'm going to just like let this go. Because the reason that you're not is really significant. So
yeah.
Your fear is that if you don't get there, you're going to disappoint your mom. Whether it's,
right.
Again, you know, these things are unconscious. They're dynamics. It's not like, if I don't get to 132 pounds, my mother won't love me anymore. No, it's not that like that. It's not that cut and dry. It's an unconscious feeling that, while isn't rational, it's still real for you in your mind for whatever reason or whatever dynamic had been established back in the day. And so the problem is that you're always going to live in this place of fear where it's like, if it doesn't happen and it's not good enough, you won't be good enough. And then again, it'll trigger that primal abandonment of falling out of favor with a parent. These themes for us as human beings tend to be the same. There are rules to things in life, like understanding, you know, while we're all different, 2 + 2 = 4 with regard to human psychology. What I mean by that is that we engage in behaviors for reasons. These behaviors afford us something, and they're usually defending against something painful. And so with your mom, tell me about that dynamic. Does she have high expectations of you? Has she been disappointed in you? Tell me about that.
Yeah, we don't have the best relationship, and I've made choices regarding like moving and getting married and the job I took that she didn't really approve of. And I guess I just wish that she didn't feel that way.
And wishing is normal. So you've made choices that she didn't like, and she's become more withdrawn or equally withdrawn?
More, she's getting better, but it's almost like, it's like, I didn't make the choices she made, so she's taking it out on me.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And what were the choices she made?
She stayed single for longer than I did. She had more friends, and she kind of had a, I guess, bigger social life than I did, and I kind of chose a steady career and a husband.
I get it. Okay. So you're not, okay, so it's like a parent who's a Republican that raises a Democrat kind of a thing?
Yeah.
Right. It's funny. My shrink talks to me all the time about this, and he's constantly trying to get me to realize and appreciate that my friends, my children, my partner are not narcissistic extensions of my personality, which is hard. Because if we can't control the person we love, it's scary for us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so for your mom, there's something about her inability to control you and your decisions that scares her. And it doesn't mean, again, it's tough to talk to people because it always seems like, oh, God, you're bashing the parents again. It's not bashing the parents. We're all raised by human beings that are not perfect. And their imperfections give us issues. And these issues are our life's work. And that's life. That's what it means to be human. So... The reality is, what you're picking up is it always comes from our parents' insecurity that manifests in us as our insecurity. Especially, it could be sometimes with parents, the life they didn't live that they resent you for living, or the life they didn't live that they wanted to live through you. And in this particular instance, it's you're not living like me. And therefore, I can't control you, and therefore, you're not a narcissistic extension of me, and therefore, you're other than me, you're separate than me, and that's terrifying to me, so I'm going to withdraw. It's coming from her own insecurity and feeling of helplessness and fear of her own separation from you. That's what's so ironic.
Right.
But it's always that in life. We always manifest the things we fear the most. So for example, she's afraid that your otherness will create a separation between the two of you. So then, of course, she responds in a way that creates a separation between the two of you. And
right.
The great thing is that you have, though, in spite of all of it, made different choices. It hasn't been enough to stop you, which is great, which is good. It's good that you've expressed your own autonomy. That's important. That's strong. And, you know, the irony is that you've said that she's starting to come around, right?
Right.
And that's always the case. I was talking to my mom about a friend, right, who was dealing with similar issues with her mom. And so this friend of mine was never really able to express her needs. And, if, you know, it was always, I grew up in the perfect household. My parents are perfect. They did everything for me. But then, of course, with some therapy and some examination, it's like, wait a minute, I was never allowed to have needs or feelings or opinions about anything. Wait a second. And, you know, she's afraid to confront her mother because she feels like her mother will shut down and become cold. And by the way, probably will happen. I know this friend well. I know her mom well. It probably will happen for a period of time.
Right.
And, you know, when I was kind of talking to my mom about it, and I was like, you know, explaining the situation, and my mom was like, well, you know, for her, it is an abandonment, and it's an emotional abandonment. It's not a literal abandonment, and it will happen, and, you know, but over time. And when it's, when you sort of set boundaries with these parents and, or these people, when you set boundaries with them and you take these steps in your own life and you show them the way to have a relationship with you, and you continue to work on it, they will come around. There will be enough there. And there'll be more there than if you made the choices she wanted, and you'd be miserable and distant from her anyway because you'd resent her. This is the only way to go to ultimately have a relationship with your mom. And what I would say, sweetie, is I would reach out and be like, you know, Mom, I've been doing a lot of thinking, and I realize I have this intrinsic fear of disappointing you, and I feel like I've been a disappointment to you. And just say, like, you know, I want to have an open dialogue. Like, I feel this way. And although I didn't make the choices you made, and although we might be very different human beings, I love you despite our differences. And I feel like there are ways for us to still connect, even though we don't share the same lifestyle or possibly values, or and that doesn't make one of us right or one of us wrong. It makes us different, and that's okay. And you might have to be the parent in this particular instance and start forging that path. But in doing so, she'll start to see that she'll love you anyway, and that you don't need to be perfect to be lovable. And I think you do know that on some level because you have already made the choices you've made.
Yeah.
But that's the work, sweetie. That's why, as crazy as it sounds, well, you're like, I miss a day at the gym and I feel like a failure, and it sounds ridiculous. But it's not ridiculous. It's triggering other things for you.
Right.
And so that's where, you know, the platitudes of life, like, just love yourself more, just let it go, just be in the moment, is complete bullcrap. That's not how things get resolved within us or changed. You know? And I, as you continue to live in your own humanity on a day-to-day basis and get more comfortable with, like, the process of weight loss, the ongoing process of transformation, physically and emotionally, the ongoing process of not getting that job at work. And by the way, you know, you don't have failures in life if you're not going out on a limb. So right. The only people that have failures are the ones that are on the tight wire, just to be clear. The ones that put themselves up for the job. The ones that went to the gym to change their body.
Mm-hmm.
So you're on the right track. Everything you're doing is right. There is no end game. There's now in the moment and the process and the journey. And you've seen progress. Relish in that.
Okay, yeah.
And I want you to reach out to your mom and try to open up that dialogue a little bit.
Yeah, I want to.
And just try. And by the way, she won't respond immediately, honey. It's going to be a process. It's going to take some time. And she may, and it may not come around to be the perfect relationship that you always wanted. And there'll be a sadness in that, without a doubt. And you'll be able to work on having those, that dynamic in other relationships with friends and a significant other that, of your choosing, of course. But it will be enough so that you don't feel like you're a failure and she doesn't love you, when you understand that it's her issues and her own fear of not being close to you, not because you're not good enough.
Yeah, I understand that now.
Try reaching out. Take a
step. Okay.
Okay, just try reaching out. And as I think if you go into it with an understanding of who you're dealing with and where these issues come from, it's really going to help with your self-worth. Because you'll know it's not about you, it's about her. And it'll bring some empathy to the table that might make it a little bit easier to manage the circumstance.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling, buddy.
Thank you.
Bye, Jessica.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Not on, not off. Hearing me, processing, I think.
But isn't it funny? I always find it fascinating when you're talking to someone and in the middle, it's just like someone floats up a ball. They don't really realize
no,
they float up the ball.
I think of it as like a blinking arrow.
Oh, really?
Over here!
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because all of a sudden when she said, my mom, and yeah. It was just like, over to you.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and it's like, where'd that come from? Because what she came to you was, I feel guilty about going to the, when I miss a thing. It's like, okay,
oh,
well.
Come on.
Right.
No,
but
it's not about that.
But it always amazes me when it's like it comes up and just bites in the ass. It's like, oh my God, there, what are you doing back there? Who are you?
Never about
There's
that
the
stuff.
Reason.
Those are just, it's like,
yeah.
It's almost like saying, I've got this, oh God, these are like symptoms of a problem. So someone comes to you and it's like, I've got this cough and I think my throat is not shaped properly. It's like, no, you've got pneumonia. And that's what's making you cough. So, you know, it's always, you know, it's never about, I remember we had a call with a kid that was fighting with their dad about air freshener. And it's like,
oh, I remember
it's
that.
Not about the air freshener.
Yeah.
It's never about the air freshener.
Totally
Nobody cares that.
That
much about air freshener. It's what it means. What's behind it all.
Yeah. That's yeah, fascinating. So, we are such complex. It's an easy life. We live an easy. It's an easy world with complex people in it. I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it really can be an easy world, but we're so complex and confused and complicated.
It's amazing though how simple the patterns are. There are patterns there. So even though the reasons might be different behind the patterns are always there.
Mm.
So whenever there's a kid who wasn't good enough for their parent, it's always because on some level the parent felt insecure and then the kid internalized it. So then the key is to try to understand why the parent felt that way and then explain it to the kids so they can work through their anger because they have empathy for their parents' shortcomings and understand that they're not perfect and subsequently not internalize their parents' feelings of insecurity. So it's always, dude, there's always, there are universal truths to the human condition, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
No. And it's like, after working with so many people and doing my own work for so many years and being in therapy for so many years and having a mother who is a PhD psychoanalyst, you see the patterns.
Yeah, I suppose.
And you kind of go, okay, well, I know it's going to be over in this ballpark. And then it, you know, could be a million different reasons, and then you kind of find the reason why, but it's always, there's always a truth to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. God love you, Jillian.
you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.